the month of Ramadan, when we will know the happiness imparted by the moral values of the Quran. Allah fortifies the moral values of the Quran upon His believing servants with the obligation of fasting observed during the month of Ramadan. I pray Almighty Allah to root the hearts of all Muslims in Quranic virtues in this month of Ramadan. The excellent moral virtues of the noble Quran direct people towards love, altruism, trustworthiness, nobility, humility, patience, maturity, deep reflection, good conscience, modesty, and many other values that elevate the human soul. Our Almighty Lord, who created us from nothing, as well as the world we would inhabit, the air we would breathe, the food we would eat, and the water we would drink, has also shown us the lifestyle by which our soul can be at peace. Islam is the only true faith by which human beings can live in happiness. Allah bestows joy both in this world and the hereafter on anyone who scrupulously abides by Islamic moral values, a joy that will be uninterrupted. Everyone living on the earth looks for ways of achieving happiness. Some imagine that they will be happy when they become rich, others when they find a good job, or when they live where they most desire, or when they enter university. The fact is, however, that nobody has ever attained true happiness by such means. Even someone who imagines himself to be the happiest of men will still have various preoccupations that trouble him, that make him uneasy, and which he prefers not to think about. Unhappiness has become a familiar state of mind in societies that do not live by Quranic moral values. Distress and unease are emotions that people who live removed from faith feel every day. These people, who live unaware of the true religion sent down by Allah, imagine that this darkness of the soul is merely a fact of life. It is not worthy how people who live in societies that turn their backs on religious moral values are glum and intolerant of one another, are listless and lack the excitement bestowed by happiness. People who turn away from human values and seek only their own interests become very unhappier. People who turn away from human values and seek only their own interests become ever unhappier. Consciousness decreases the further one turns from proper virtues, until eventually people cease even to wonder where the origin of their unhappiness lies and just put up with this troubled life. Believers, on the other hand, never let such troubles live. That lifestyle is unique to people who have chosen unbelief over faith. Allah has revealed that their likeness is that of people who are under a storm cloud in the sky, full of darkness, thunder, and lightning. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Or that of a storm cloud in the sky, full of darkness, thunder, and lightning. They put their fingers in their ears against the thunderclaps, fearful of death. Allah encompasses the unbelievers. The lightning all but takes away their sight. Whenever they have light, they walk in it, but whenever darkness covers them, they halt. If Allah wished, He could take away their hearing and their sight. Surah Al-Baqarah 19:20. People who have no faith are thus deceived into following a very brief, momentary path and imagine that they can cope by way of it. Yet, as revealed in the above verses, through salvation, Yet, as revealed in the above verses, true salvation from all troubles lies only in turning to Allah, serving Him, and living in the way He wishes.
www.harunyahya.com